Hey, what's up, guys? Welcome back to the Tea with Ty podcast. It's your host, Ty Timlett. In this episode, I sat down with Mr. Chip Baker from the Success Chronicles, and we talked about how to create content and get your business found online. So make sure you stay tuned and subscribe.
Hey, what's up, everybody? This is Chip Baker coming to you with a topic session on the Success Chronicles. And today we have Ty Timlett with us. She's a videographer specializing in content marketing. And that's our topic today is video marketing and how to create content for your brand on social media. So thanks so much for taking the time to share your expertise with the listeners.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me on today, of course.
All right. Well, content marketing. Well, first of all, what does content entail? Like when you say content, what does that mean? Like,
yeah, so like, as you know, like we've moved out of the traditional ways of marketing. Like mm-hmm. we don't do magazines anymore, or we barely do magazines. We don't really do a lot of commercials, and advertising has just become very expensive in those traditional ways. So we kind of moved into a digital space of actually promoting ourselves online. As you could see, like a lot of people spend most of their time on their phones, on Facebook, on Instagram, on YouTube, and those are the most used platforms. So content is just a way of advertising yourself on those digital platforms and just getting found. So that's exactly what content marketing is.
Okay. And what are some of the tools to do that?
Yeah, so just really using platforms in itself to really like expand your brand, such as Instagram and Facebook and YouTube. Those are just like the main social media apps that you could have to like start building your brand on. And this is how you're going to get found through your target audience. So whoever you're targeting, say you are a barber and you're targeting Houston males in the local area. So you will want to like find the platform that fits the most with your brand and the service that you're offering. So for example, that may be Facebook or Instagram. You know, a lot of people use the hashtags barbers, Houston barbers, or Houston hairstylists. And then that's how we're finding our services nowadays. So really just building your brand on each of those platforms will help you get found and help you get services for your business.
And that's by hashtagging?
Yeah, using hashtags and really just like creating content. So content could entail written form, audio form, or video form, and or visual. So that could include like photos or video. But a lot of people are moving towards video now, but a lot of people are still reading a lot of blogs. So written word could be like something like your website. Like say, go back to the example of using a barber. So he could do, you know, how to style or how to get your hair prepared before you visit the barbershop. This will allow him to get found on like SEO and Google for, you know, people who's searching those terms mm-hmm. to get found, you know, and then that way he's always providing that type of written content for his clients for people to come back. So I hope this isn't a lot because I know I'm rambling now, but
no, I think it's good information that everybody needs to know. And I think, you know, I think we've hit on this before. I think, you know, once you get to a point to where you think you know it all or you've learned it all, well, somebody mm-hmm. just passed you up.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so mm-hmm. yeah, I think it's always a room to learn and room for growth. And even if you heard it before, it's okay to hear it again. You know, as a reminder, you know?
Yeah, definitely. So what I use right now to like promote my brand and my mm-hmm. photography business is a lot of video, and I do a lot of just like visual. I'm starting to get into written word because that's also like really good to get found in SEO and Google. So I write blogs every day, Monday through Friday. And then I'm also using a platform called Medium. It's an app for writers. So I would also include this, like, this point for, like, okay, say you are a CEO, like, of a company, and you want to build your brand online. A lot of people will kind of, like, run to Instagram platforms as their number one platform to start promoting their brand. But what people don't realize is you have to find the platform that works for your business and your service. So, for example, a CEO may not have his people on Instagram, because Instagram, it kind of revolves around a culture. A lot of young people may use Instagram. He may have to use an app like Quora or Medium to really put out content for people to find him, you know? That may not be, Instagram may not be the best platform for
him. And what are those two? You said Medium and what?
Medium and Quora.
Okay, and what are those?
Okay, so Quora is like a question app. So, like, say you type in a question on Google, most likely Quora is going to be the first website that comes up to answer that question. And it's just like a forum of people who comes in and answer questions and stuff like that. So I've actually just started implementing that strategy into my brand. So I'm using Quora as a main platform, and I've made it a goal to write on Quora, Medium, and LinkedIn as well. Yes. Once a day. So it's really just about finding those platforms for you to position yourself as an expert in whatever you're doing.
Okay. And get you more connections.
Yeah, more connections, get found. And your content always want to solve a problem, you know, or answer a question. So people could know, like, you are the expert in what you're doing, you know, and what you're talking about. So always provide value, and don't just, like, put out content that only serves you. You know, a lot of people can get selfish with their content and just, like, okay, well, I want to put this out. But no, like, actually take out the time to think about, like, okay, how is this piece of content, whether it's written, audio, or video, you know, helping my audience? How am I solving their problem, you know?
There it is. Well, what are some benefits to, you know, you gave some, you know, good tools to use and good ways to target and, you know, your written, audio, video, visual, you know, but, you know, what are some benefits that people will see from doing this?
Yeah, so if you're a business owner or a service provider, most likely your brand is going to start attracting your audience. You're going to start building a community around the services that you offer. And once you can build that brand and that personal brand and position yourself as that expert, then you now are the go-to person. You know, what they say is, like, people don't buy your product, people buy you, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, there's a lot of photographers, you know? There's a lot of photographers. There's hairstylists. There's a lot of graphic designers, or there's a lot of motivational speakers. A lot of people are doing the same thing that you're doing. I mean, you're not going to be the only person who's providing that service. But what's going to separate you from the others is actually putting yourself out there as an expert and just showing, like, your personality, so that way they know that you are the person that you, that they want to spend their money with, you know?
I like it.
Yeah.
So last thing here, you know, just as a scenario, you know, say if, you know, say if you're a person that has, like, a YouTube channel and, you know, you're putting videos on that YouTube channel for inspiration and motivation. And you interview people and you're sharing that for inspiration and motivation. What are some ways that, you know, say I'm asking for a friend, you know, what are some ways?
Yeah,
you like that. So what are some ways that my friend, you know, could get, you know, their platform out there and attract the audience? So, like, you know, if you were giving advice.
Yeah, so definitely I would really, like, target and niche down what you are trying to offer. So you're saying, like, this friend is saying motivation and inspiration. Okay, well, like, what about it? I would say get really, really specific with the content. Okay. So, like, if you're providing motivation, okay, so it's like, get specific. What type of motivation are you offering? Maybe you could create a video on how to stay motivated while working your 9-to-5, or how to stay motivated in the mornings, or how to jumpstart your morning for a productive day. You really just want to kind of get in the brains and get in the psyche of your person that you're targeting. So what are they struggling with on an everyday basis? So if you're talking to people who work at a 9-to-5 and then they're struggling to get home and then work on their craft, how about you create content helping them stay motivated to work through those hours of coming home and then working on their crafts? Or maybe 10 ways to stay productive during the week. All of those things or all of those pieces of content, in a sense, is motivating, but it's actually like talking to the person and talking directly to their problems and their issues instead of just like, oh, you're going to have a productive day. Like, yeah, that's productive, but say
practical steps.
Practical steps. Yeah.
Like people need
how to have a productive day.
Yeah. People need to look and say, hey, okay, well, I can take this and do these exact things,
yeah,
implement it in my life, then exactly, that's how it'll happen. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So people want to know that what you're providing is something that they could do in little baby steps. And that's all content is.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Well, is there any other things that you want to hit on as far as video marketing and content marketing before we get off?
Yeah, so really, really fast, I do want to throw out a few apps that I use to help me create content on a daily basis for videos and for my podcast and things like that. So, social media apps for editing videos, this is really simple. Anybody could do this, is iMovie and InShot. InShot is really awesome for videos that you want to post online with the, have you ever seen like those videos with the like bar at the top?
Mm-hmm.
And then they'll have like the words at the bottom and stuff like that to kind of like the captions. InShot is a good app for that. It's very simple. I actually paid like $9 for it, but it's going to help you a lot. Especially if you're doing a lot of video content that you're posting online, it's a fact that a lot of people listen to videos watch the videos with the audio on. They read it. So it's great to start adding captions for your videos, and that's a good app. And the Anchor app is also good for podcasts.
Yeah, that's what I use for my podcast.
Mm-hmm. I do too. Super easy. Super easy. So yeah, and then that's about it. And then people could look out or go to my website, tytimla.com, if they want to find some of the other resources that I use, like editing apps for my photos and stuff like that. And then also visit me on Instagram. I cover like all of these different tips on, how to edit your pictures, how to do self-portraits and all of that good stuff. So, yeah.
Well, good deal, Todd Timlett. Really appreciate your time. Your podcast, you want to tell them your podcast so they can check it out and go show you some love?
Yeah, it's called Tea with Ty. So, you can head over there and subscribe. Like I said, I talk about content and how to market your business, the entrepreneurship lifestyle, and just tech stuff. So,
well, there it is.
Thank you.
Again, thank you so much for your time. Take these steps, guys, and use it to help get your brand out there. Well, thank you.
And
thank you for checking out this time, this topic session. And we'll see you next time. God bless.
Peace out.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.